My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today we celebrate the memorial of Blessed John Francis Bertet, Severin Giralt, and companion martyrs, which include also Jean-Baptiste Trichiere, if I'm pronouncing his name correctly. All three of them were Franciscans. Father Bertet and Father Jean-Baptiste were conventuals, and Apollinaris Morel de Posat was a Capuchin. Severin Giralt was third order regular. They were all victims of the French Revolution. Most of the Catholics and the world know about the French Revolution is what they hear from the writers of history. And we know that it's the victors that write the history. So most people have a Masonic concept of what the French Revolution is. Most people have a favorable view of that revolution, which is portrayed as having been the victory of liberté, liberty, over the tyranny of the king and the church. And the purpose of that revolution was precisely to overthrow king and church. And another thing we Americans should know is that the American Revolution and the French Revolution both spring from the same root. President Washington, general of the Revolutionary Army and first president, and Thomas Jefferson were both Freemasons. And if we look at the signs depicted on the memorabilia, or I should say paraphernalia, of our federal government, you will find many Masonic symbols. Right on the back of the U.S. dollar is the Novo Ordo Seculorum, the new age of the world, which nowadays is said the new world order. All of these are the evidence of the hand that is behind the revolution, which still continues to this day. It's not complete. The New World Order is not absolutely established. But the victims of that revolution are many, countless, really. We don't know how many people have died in all of the revolutions since the French Revolution, which is said to be the mother of all subsequent revolutions, including the Bolshevik, including the revolution in China, including the sexual revolution in 1968, which has blanketed the world in a culture of death. Just to give you a sense of the injustice of the cause for which these three Franciscans died. And also, I want to relate it to today's gospel, the gospel that we heard from the Franciscan lectionary for this particular memorial. We heard our Lord explaining that if the world hates you, it's because it hated him first. And also, he tells us that we have been chosen out of the world, a very important, fundamental truth that we have to keep in mind. We live in the world, and so often in our perceptions and awareness, we really are unaware that most of the time we're operating as though we are of the world, and we're not. Or at least that's very often the danger, is to forget that we are not of this world. The first reading was, "Who will separate us from the love of Christ?" St. Paul says rhetorically, and then he says, I'm certain that neither death nor life, nor angels nor principalities, neither the present nor the future, nor powers, neither height nor depth, nor any other creature will be able to separate us from the love of God that comes to us in Christ Jesus our Lord. And so this is a very important encouragement and truth to hold on to. It's the truth that separated John Francis Berthe, Apollinaris, Severin, and companions from those who betrayed Christ and became apostates. And one of them was a priest who then accused Father Berthe before the revolutionary government during that period. And this was just a quote from the trial. This is the leader of this trial against Father Berthe, or Father Jean-Baptiste, excuse me. The oath which we demand of you is to be faithful to the Republic, not to profess any religion, not even Catholic, which is your religion, surely. Father Jean-Baptiste says, ah, in that case, no. I shall be faithful to Jesus Christ unto my very last breath. Father Jean-Baptiste, in this one exchange, shows the difference between those who have the faith and those who abandon the faith. The other priest, the apostate priest that accused him before the revolutionary government, signed that oath that all of the clergy in France were required to sign or face the fate that Father Jean-Baptiste and the others faced, that is, martyrdom. And many thousands of priests and religious and faithful laity in prominent positions were put to the guillotine simply for being faithful to the true church, to the Holy Father, the legitimate representatives of God on earth. Many thousands died. So we must keep this in mind, that we're living now in a world that is still in the grip of that revolution. Many people kind of see it as ancient history, but those who seized power during that revolution maintain that power today. They're heirs. And that's the society we live in. It's a society that denies Christ and that pressures us to deny Christ also. Thanks be to God, we have the martyrs to look to as examples of fidelity, who preferred to die rather than deny the faith. No slave is greater than his master, our Lord tells us. And he went to the cross rather than deny the truth that he was sent to proclaim, that he is the Messiah, that he is the King of Kings. And so this revolutionary spirit that shed so much blood in France and in the whole world ever since, denies that kingship of Christ and the authority of the church and wants everyone to bow down to that quote-unquote democratic view of reality, which of course is simply an antichrist culture. Many, maybe most people are under some sort of delusion that the current state of affairs is somehow as things should be, and that's not true. Right now, we're not being put to the sword in this country or to the guillotine for being Christian. However, anyone who dares to speak against the agenda of the state soon feels the wrath of the state and many who are under the delusion of the authority of a government that denies God. Brothers and sisters, I don't know how much longer things will remain sort of pacific in some sense of the word, but each of us will have to give an account sooner or later of our fidelity, whether we spoke the truth or kept quiet because it was more convenient, or, God forbid, turn away like that apostate priest that accused Father Jean-Baptiste. We can have the faith then that St. Paul proclaimed that nothing can separate us from the love of Christ if we just remain in him, and he will give us the strength, as he gave these Franciscan martyrs, the strength to remain firm even in the face of terror and death. Let's ask the Blessed Mother, Queen of Martyrs, to give us a great love for Jesus. If we have that, then we will remain in him and nothing can separate us from that love. And if we are pushed to the point of having to choose between life in this world or eternal life in Christ and death in this world, then we'll have the strength and the wisdom and the love necessary to choose eternal life. Praise be Jesus and Mary. No.